Now, as always, on a Monday afternoon, we have our careers segment, and Mark McDonald of Slea Nua Careers is here with us as usual. Mark, thanks a million for joining us.
You're very welcome, Amory.
Now, you want to discuss the financial services sector.
Yeah.
What exactly is this?
We said we'd have a look at this particular sector today, Amory, because it's an interesting one in that, I suppose, given the upheaval in the economy over the last 10 years or so, it was one area that was particularly affected. Now, having said that, there seems to be quite a tangible uptake within financial services. And currently, at the moment, there's the financial service sector in Ireland accounts for about 35,000 jobs. So it's a reasonably large employer in terms of one sector. And those jobs, they'd be spread across a number of areas that would fall under the umbrella of financial services, which would include, obviously, banking, both commercial banking and investment banking. Foreign exchange would be another area. Insurance providers, pension providers, pension managers, private equity companies, venture capital. You'd also have, shall we say, debt management and credit management. So there's quite a lot of organisations throughout the country who fall under the umbrella of financial services. And I think if you're to take an overview of the type of career options within that particular sector, you could in some ways actually break it into two areas. There would be opportunities for people who have specific qualifications, and there would also be opportunities for people who may not have a formal third level qualification but would still like to work within that particular sector.
Okay, so what kind of formal qualification would we be talking first?
I would say in terms of formal qualifications, probably one of the most common one would be accountancy. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a number of strands and there's a number of routes of entry, you know, within accountancy, and it's kind of broken down between what the profession refer to as CIMA, which is CIMA, ACCA, or CPA. So there are different types of accountancy qualifications. Some of them would be geared more so towards management accounting, some would be geared towards financial accounting. So that would probably be one of the most common ones. Next to that, there would also be accounting technician qualifications, which you will see a lot of people will possess within that particular sector. And I suppose the third one would be a qualification that's referred to as QFA. And what that, somebody with a QF, with their QFA qualifications, essentially means that they are qualified to offer advice as a financial advisor. Broadly speaking, they would be the most common qualifications required for people who would be hoping to, pursue a particular career path within that sector. Now, I think quite recently you and I spoke about administration in general as another career option. And we looked at how the whole role of administrator and administration duties have changed dramatically over the last maybe 10 or 20 years. And again, within financial services, there would be a huge amount of opportunities for people who may not have any of the qualifications we've already discussed, but can still, you know, begin and develop a very successful career within an administrative type function within a financial services environment. So I suppose broadly speaking, they would be the two most common types of routes of entry and career paths within financial services.
And then within the sector, what is it like to work in? Is there a lot, is there much stability in because we've obviously seen the economic downturn of the last few years and then the economic growth of just recently. Does the current economic situation and the state of it in general really have a lot of impact upon working in it?
Yes, it would, very much so. And as you correctly said, you know, and we touched on it earlier, it's one sector that was impacted severely during the downturn. But I suppose if you look at the commentary from a lot of experts looking at this particular sector, that they would all seem to be of the opinion that the worst is over. And banks in particular have made savage cuts to their headcounts nationally. But again, we appear to have bottomed out on that, and I hope that's a correct statement. I did a little bit of research earlier on this afternoon, just looking at you know, opportunities available, current opportunities or live opportunities available within the sector at the moment. And interestingly enough, like as of maybe 4 o'clock this afternoon, I had a look on one of the online job boards, which is called Indeed.ie or Indeed.com. I think either one would work. And I just specifically looked at kind of Mayo, Galway, Sligo, in around that region. I think I saw about 94 or 95 live jobs available as of today, as of this afternoon. In some of the other cities around the country, not just in Dublin, funnily enough, but throughout the country, really, in a lot of the urban areas, there seems to be quite active recruitment trends within financial services. So, I mean, I would very much feel that it is one sector that probably has gone through the worst and is now on the uptake. And like I suppose, like any sector where you see improvement, you will see opportunities. You will see job opportunities, and that very much seems to be the case at the moment.
Well, that's positive. And in terms of globally, there is numerous other opportunities, and even more so, isn't there?
Yeah, there would be. And what I would say as well, just in terms of taking a global perspective on financial services, the majority of work that is done in Ireland, in particular by any of the larger employers, any of the more established brands, an awful lot of the work that they would do actually has an international focus on it. I know, like, for argument's sake, Dublin has become synonymous with what people refer to as the IFSC, the Irish Financial Services Centre. And that, I mean, that has actually become a global hub for an awful lot of the international providers. But like that as well, they have set up, satellite offices in various parts of the country. So it's certainly not 100% orientated towards Dublin or indeed any of the major cities. There's a presence definitely in some of the other urban areas in various parts of the country, and it's good to see.
And if someone was looking or hoping to get into the sector, is there any information they can find online, or is
there is most definitely. I think if for somebody who may be looking at one of the accountancy routes, I would advise somebody to maybe have a look at Chartered Accountants Ireland, have a look at their website, and there's a lot of information available there. Similarly, I think even if you were to just Google QFA, you'll see a lot of the training providers and a lot of the opportunities that exist for people who begin to study for their QFA qualifications. Financial Services Ireland, their website, fsi.ie, again, would be another reference source for people who may be willing to, or maybe be beginning the process of thinking about starting a career within financial services. In terms of the third level institutions, both GMIT and IT Sligo have a lot of courses, either certificates, diplomas and degrees in either accounting, financial management, finance and economics, business, finance and investments. So if you have a look at either website for GMIT or IT Sligo, you'll see a lot of third level courses that are very much geared towards preparing people for a career within the financial services. And I suppose GMIT and IT Sligo, a lot of the third level institutions around the country, they have built up relationships with employers specific to this area. So, you know, I would encourage students who are thinking of studying anything within that area, once you enroll in any third level institutions, I go out and talk to people, talk to the career advisors in these, in the colleges, and see about how they engage with employers who they may have developed links with. Obviously, the annual career fairs that take place kind of September, October, November in a lot of the third level colleges. These are ideal places for students to go along free of charge and get quite a lot of information, begin the networking process with prospective employers, find out exactly what they need, what the ideal candidate should be, and I suppose begin your research as early as possible would be the best advice I'd give anyone in that regard.
Mark McDonald of Slea Nua Careers, as always, thanks a million for speaking with us.